on the phone now Sarah Simnich, who is a TV 9 and 10 reporter at the Traverse City Bureau. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm doing okay. A little busy lately.
Very busy lately. I wish it was for a different kind of story. But when you're a reporter, this is the kind of story you're covering. We spoke a week and a half or so ago about the murder of Carly Lewis, and a gentleman charged with her murder, and his name is Robert Schwander. Carly Lewis was 16 years old. Robert Schwander, 17 years old. Could you catch our audience up to speed, just so we're all on the same page with a little bit of the backstory, Sarah?
Sure, of course. Carly Lewis went missing. Her parents reported her missing about a month ago now, on June 2nd. And 2 weeks later, they had interviewed several persons of interest, and Robert was one of them. And they ended up sending him to Grayling for a polygraph test, which he failed. After he failed the exam, the police went over his answers with him, and he did admit to killing Carly and burying her body. He did kill her on June 2nd, burying her body 2 days later in the Public Works building directly next door to an abandoned building on Beitner and Woodmere Street in near downtown Traverse City. And so now he had his arraignment, and he was charged with open murder, and yesterday was his preliminary exam. So it was really the first day of real movement in the case.
Well, and just to back up a little bit, previous, had you seen him in court before? My memory, if it serves me correctly, was it a video arraignment the first time?
It was a video arraignment. Yeah, he was just next door at the jail, and he was on a monitor, present in the courtroom via a monitor.
So yesterday was the first time you and other folks in the courtroom saw Robert Schwander in person?
Correct.
And I guess what, you know, I've been involved with some trials in the past, too. What were your thoughts as he came into the courtroom?
Well, the courtroom, let me just give you a brief visual of the courtroom. It was crowded. It's a smaller courtroom, being Traverse City, but it was crowded with both his family and Carly's family and friends and police and things like that. I think the environment was very tense. You could definitely feel that, even just sitting there. Carly's parents had not seen him since he once lived with them, as I had told you before, and Carly's parents had not seen him since all of this happened. And so he walked into the courtroom, and you could hear a pin drop. It was silent. It was very, very eerie. It gave you chills. He walked in the courtroom. He was wearing a suit, and he had shackles around his legs, and he was, of course, escorted by two police officers.
Well, and I know that feeling in the courtroom. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the tension is incredible, and it's palpable. The big thing that was discovered yesterday, and the family hadn't known either, is that my understanding until yesterday with testimony, the cause of death for Carly.
Correct. No one had known the result of the autopsy until yesterday. The forensic pathologist testified for the prosecutor over the phone from Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids, and he was actually, Dr. Stephen Cole was the one that performed the autopsy on Carly, and he revealed the cause of death being multiple stab wounds, 10 to be exact.
I can't imagine hearing that in the courtroom for the first time for her family.
They were pretty emotional, yes, everyone was.
Well, and then in folks who recall perhaps you being on the show before and following it, following your reports on your websites, also will know that Robert Schwander had told authorities that it was an accident. I think this speaks otherwise at this point, doesn't it?
It does. What he told officials was a bit ambiguous. He had said, while he admitted to the murder in general, he had said that there was an altercation between he and Carly, and that, you know, he had hit her a couple times, causing her to hit her head on the cement in this abandoned building in Traverse City, you know, and that was where she passed away. Well, the autopsy results obviously show something much, much different.
And did he have any reaction in the courtroom as all of this was being discussed?
No, actually. He sat next to his defense attorney, and I can't say I was surprised. I'm not sure what my reaction was, but he was very emotionless.
And I think one of the, you know, this is such a tragic story from beginning to end. Again, Carly Lewis was 16 years old. I'm sorry. Robert Schwander is 17 years old. And to add, you know, to take it up several notches, the Lewis family took Robert Schwander into their home to live with him and take care of him when he was having some family problems.
He did, yes. Yes, they did, rather. he had asked if he could stay with the Lewis family. His parents, I think, kicked him out of his house. He had dropped out of school last December, and he didn't have anywhere to go. And he stayed with them for a couple months, up until actually 2 weeks until 2 weeks before the murder happened. So.
And did they say why he left the home? I remember you and I discussed this a little bit before. There was just some, you know, something came up and it just wasn't working out anymore.
They didn't say in detail the reasoning behind that.
And he is charged with open murder. And you had mentioned to me before another fact that I was unaware of a charge. It was the most serious murder charge you could get in the state, correct?
Yeah, it's the most. Yeah, it's the highest crime punishable in the state of Michigan. He's at more from a law standpoint, which I can't completely speak on, but I think he may be at a little bit more of a disadvantage now, finding out that he did lie to police. I think that puts a whole new twist on the case. I think the autopsy results really threw a wrench in the entire case and kind of took everyone aback. Like, what, you know, this was very, very surprising to hear. And like I said, the courtroom, it was so full of emotion. And apparently, there were several stab wounds, but the one that the forensic pathologist said killed her was above her collarbone. So that was the fatal wound, is what was his determination. Well, and they're not sure of a weapon yet either.
Were you able to talk to any family members from either family, either Schwander's or Carly Lewis's?
Well, the Lewis family was not in a state to talk, but
certainly.
I did talk to a very close family friend of the Schwanders, and he had told me that the Schwanders really need prayers just as much as the Lewis family, was his statement to me. They're very, very hurt. You know, they say we don't know what happens in a person's life to where they can do something like this, but you raise a child and you do the best you can, and they're really struggling with this as well.
I can't imagine it from any side. I mean, like I said, it's just such an incredibly tragic case from all angles. What happens next? I mean, we were here to hear this report. What's next in the case, Sarah?
The judge actually ruled yesterday that there is probable cause to move forward to trial. The trial will be moving to circuit court, and that is unknown. The date is unknown on that yet.
So. Wow. And what about the city of Traverse City and the area? Are folks still just kind of in disbelief about all of this?
They are, and it did go national, which was a lot. But people have been so supportive of the Lewis family, and they've really chipped in. And the donations they got, they had set up a fund at Honor State Bank, and the donations the family got were incredible. And then they had also, they did both. They got donations, you know, for Carly's funeral costs, but at the same time, they took some of those donations and they turned them around to the Cherryland Humane Society, which actually is really struggling financially right now. So in such a time of tragedy, that was one of my stories, they were able to turn it around and give back to the community.
That speaks for the family. I mean, they took this young man in, and not a lot of folks would have done that under any circumstances. So, Sarah, thank you for keeping us updated. We'll continue to stay in touch on this story as it moves along. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Sarah Simmons.